This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Fixed mortgage rates under 3.5%. Military veterans, zero down, 100% financing. Call the owner's cell phone right now. Michael Codsey, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730.
But I got to say, props to me. 2 days ago, I picked up a kid by the name of Lonnie Walker IV. You guys remember him? For the University of Miami. So I noticed his numbers and his minutes started to trend up in the last two games. And I go, whoa. You're stinking out the place. You've won like five or six games in the season. DeRozan and Aldridge are being rumored about possibly being traded. So if you're going to trade DeRozan, then second-year player Lonnie Walker could be the guy getting the elevation. So last night, there was a situation with the Houston Rockets and the San Antonio Spurs. The controversy of Harden's dunk that did go through, right? Went through the net, and then the net kind of carried it and made it go back up over the rim, and then it bounced out, thinking that the refs thought it went through and back out again, which would not be a basket by rules. But it did not do that. It literally went in and out and around, but they didn't see it. And then they took too long to try to challenge it, and because the allotted time ran out, they could not challenge it, which all of this was asinine. And the whole mess now is that they either award the game to Houston because they outscored them in regulation, or count the dunk and play the game from the 7-minute mark on again. And for Fantasy Geek, think about the fantasy implications on all of that everywhere, okay? Because think about it. Harden was stinking out the place that night. He scored 50 last night, but he played eight. He shot, what was it last night? It was 11 of 38, 4 of 20 from three-point range.
I sit here as one of the implication guys because I own Mr. Harden.
Right. So in all of that, what was lost was Lonnie Walker had 28 points. Okay? He played 30-something minutes. He had 19 points in the fourth quarter. So I'm there. I'm like, yeah, I just picked him up because he's going to now become a hot wire pickup now for more people, right? And maybe for some of you that are listening to the show. But I already got him a couple days ago, so I was a little ahead of the curve before the 28-point blow-up yesterday. So Lonnie Walker, long answer, will be unseating Kendrick Nunn next week on my fantasy team. So I will have a new guard in place next week in Lonnie Walker. So there you go. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's just the way it is. So that long story, you know, I did want to talk about all of this. Harden, by the way, did talk about the dunk and the missed dunk, and they asked him how they explained it. All right?
Were you given any kind of explanation on why the dunk did not count? What were you arguing or how were you trying to convince them?
Ball went in.
That's it. Ball went in. That's it. And, I mean, you can't say any more than that. You get to a point where you start getting fined because the next things are you're pissed at everything. Now, you could have won the game still after that point. You know what I'm saying? Because there was 7 minutes left in the game and there's still two overtimes after that. There were plenty of opportunities for them to win that game. But it's interesting that you could screw up a call that badly when it's so obvious that the hoop went through and how all the referees on the court, none of them saw the ball go through and back out again and back over the top. What'd they do? It's a dunk. You would imagine that your focus is on what's going on around the rim. So you would be looking at it. For every person that is an official on the court to actually say, I missed that shot. I missed that play. That's nuts, man.
To score a basket, it has to go all the way through the net. Yes. Somebody should have seen that it went all the way through the net.
Yeah.
You've watched a lot of ball. We go back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one? Like, I mean, we've seen the dunk and it hits the guy's head and it doesn't go through the net. But this one, to go and the way it went around and back up over.
Yeah. It's crazy. I've never seen it.
Right?
No, I've never seen
this
it.
This is a new one.
I've never seen it. But you got a job, man. You're a referee. You're supposed to be paying attention to everything that's going on the court. And there's multiple referees out there. How can everybody miss that? I mean, that's just unacceptable.
And to compound it, we have replay. The fact
but then you limit yourself, because a certain amount of time ran, I think it was 30 seconds or a minute that went by, you have to challenge within the 30 seconds or a minute of the play. And if you don't, then you cannot challenge after that. And so the fact that they couldn't challenge, it's just asinine, man. And how about Vegas? How about the people that were betting on that game? I don't know what the line was and how it affected it and all of that, but it could affect the outcome, because maybe it's different if Houston wins.
If we know Vegas like we know Vegas, I'm sure it was around that number. The game finished with a 2-point win. I'm willing to bet that the line was no more than 4 points, because you know how good they are.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, 135 to 133 was the game yesterday. But that was pretty cool. I watched that game on NBA TV. They were showing the last, whatever, I don't know how long it was that I was watching, but I was watching for a while. And watching Lonnie Walker, that was really, really cool. He ended up with 35 minutes on the night. 10 of 18 shooting, 4 of 7 from three-point range, 4 of 6 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, a block, and 2 turnovers. He was plus 29 when he was on the court. Plus 29. And the announcers, any of you that stayed up to watch that game, the announcers were like, towards the end, were like, the ball needs to get more to Walker, not Rosen. They need Walker to touch the ball more. It was like you could hear the turning of the page. You can hear the passing of the torch, all of that, because they wanted to get, because the reason why they were explosive was because of Walker. And that was really cool. As a UM fan, for me, that's what I was enjoying the game for. I don't really care about the Rockets or the San Antonio Spurs. I didn't give a rat's ass about either team. It was entertaining. It was fun to watch. It was also kind of laughable, because I'm looking at Westbrook and I'm looking at Harden. I'm going, this will never work, dude. This is just never going to work. I wrote it down. Yeah, I did a little homework like we always do on this show. 49 minutes for Harden, 11 of 38, 4 of 20. He did go 24 of 24 from free throw line. Some guy screamed out from the crowd, "We don't want to see a free throw shooting contest." And he goes, "I don't want to get fouled." You know, so yeah, it was beautiful. Westbrook played 48 minutes, shot 7 of 30. Think about it. Both guys shot 18 of 68. Okay? Let me go that over. 18 of 68. Can I do the math for you? That's 50 shots missed combined between Westbrook and Harden. I get it. On the nights that they're on, you're going to have a great offensive output, and we've watched it firsthand. But you can beat them like that too. If you can score, you can beat them, because you'll get stops and they won't. And that's the other thing that just rears its ugly head. They don't play defense, man. Anyway, he shot 7 of 30, 1 of 6 from three-point range, 19 points. He had 10 assists to go with 5 turnovers. It's just, he's an inefficient player. And at Oklahoma City, it worked for him because he played with a team that needed him to take 50,000 shots. It reminds me a lot of AI. As gutsy and as tough as AI is, and as much as I can admire a small man going through trees all the time back in the day, the dude wasn't efficient. He wasn't a great shooter. He was a volume shooter. It's the only way he could come up with points, because you shot a lot. That's not necessarily productive. That's one of the things that when LeBron got here, the Heat, you know, taught them how to become more efficient as players. And it wasn't about your volume shots. It was about getting effective shots and making those shots and not risking the turnovers, not risking the fast breaks, not risking the long rebounds, all those things that put your defense at risk when you're shooting a lot and missing a lot. And which is what happens with Houston. You shoot a lot, and you shoot a lot of bombs, and you get a lot of long rebounds. You're going to get a lot of fast break points. And when you're not a good transition defense, that's not a good combination, ladies and gentlemen. That to me, that combination, I think most of us, I'm not breaking any news here. I'm not enlightening 99% of you out there. I think most of us felt like Harden-Westbrook? Huh? No. That's not going to work.
Is it safe to assume they probably give up the most fast break points because of the amount of misses and lack of D?
Yeah. I'm sure they're one of them.
Right.
I'd have to look it up and see exactly
but
how it goes.
It's a safe assumption here.
Hells to the yeah. For sure. No doubt about it.
Whole bunch of Carmelo Anthony type guys playing defense.
Yes. Yes. Brandon says, I used Lonnie in DraftKings last night. I looked like a genius. Nice job by you. Nico says, good morning, O and Billy. How about them Heat? Love them. They play hard all game. Love Spoelstra's comments after the game that there was a lot of ice being used by the players in that locker room.